Not only would federal funding cuts hurt the arts, but President Trump's first budget proposal also called for totally zeroing out federal funding for the humanities, which could disproportionately hurt rural states like Wyoming. Correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that such cuts could have a tough time getting support from Wyoming senators.
Each year, Wyoming gets more than $500,000 in federal grants. Last year, some of that money went to a mobile museum that toured the state, teaching students and adults alike about the state's heritage. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says he doesn't like that the president is calling to end the program.
Humanities and arts are very important all around the country, certainly in Wyoming. And there's a commitment of the people of Wyoming and of the delegation to make sure we continue with that.
Shannon Smith is the executive director for Wyoming Humanities. She says she was bracing for calls for steep budget cuts, but she was floored when she saw the president's first slimmer budget.
I can't lie. We were shocked. I mean, we knew that there would be, you know, some tension in this area, but when the quote unquote skinny budget came out, we were surprised at how blatant it was.
Smith says states along the coast, like New York and California, would be fine if they lost federal humanities funding. But she says it would hit Wyoming like a punch in the gut.
The rural states are going to be the ones hit the hardest. Most of the larger urban states are going to have the capacity to continue on without this federal funding. They'll find ways to, they have lots of foundations, private donors. They have a larger pool of people from which to ask for funding.
Smith says Wyoming needs the National Endowment of Humanities, or NEH, funding because most of its residents aren't the millionaires and billionaires who reside elsewhere.
When you're in a state like Wyoming with a population of 580,000, cut out the kids, you know, cut out people that, you know, don't have the kind of money to be, you know, philanthropic. Our market is very, very small, and there is just no way to replace the funding we receive from the NEH.
But Wyoming has an ally on the issue with senior Senator Mike Enzi, who chairs the budget committee. He says he's a big supporter of the arts and humanities.
I always have. I was the founder of the Cultural Caucus with Senator Kennedy.
Enzi says he's not worried by the budget proposal because Congress has the final say, and the arts always enjoy broad bipartisan support.
The important part with any president's budget is that's a list of suggestions to Congress. The Constitution says that the spending is done by Congress. The budget that Congress does is the one that has the overlying effect. So you can't go by what he's suggesting.
Still, Enzi says he can't promise the arts and humanities won't face a budget cut next year.
I wouldn't say. You can't tell until we get into all the details of what stays and what goes.
But Enzi is optimistic that arts and humanities funding will survive mostly intact.
There's support for the humanities. Most of that money actually gets out of D.C., which is one of the criteria. The more money that stays in D.C., the less favorable any program's going to be. That's one of the things we'll be looking at.
The White House is promising to hold firm on many of the president's agenda items in the upcoming spending negotiations. But it's unclear if the arts are on the top of their list of programs to cut. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.